Wolf Pits, 2 minutes. At Machmyra, there are still 2 wolf pits from the time when wolves were trapped and killed. The pits are placed in an enclosed pasture next to the buildings where there were many tempting cows, horses, sheep, pigs, and hens. The story behind it is that back in the 19th century, the wolf was fairly common. When the wolf's natural prey, the moose, became scarce, it had to look for other prey. That became a problem for farmers with animals grazing in the woods all summer. The pit was usually about 2 meters deep and 5 to 10 meters in diameter. The walls were made of stone or planks, and in the middle there was a high splinted pole on which a bait was placed. Thin branches and straw covered the whole pit. The idea was to tempt the wolf to reach for the bait and fall into the pit or get hooked on the splinted pole. There is a story at a place not far from here where the bait in the pit, a live duck, kept the people in the neighborhood awake the whole night. The story says nothing about how it all ended. Was the wolf tricked or not? Wolf pits were placed close to the farms. The hunting method had its shortcomings. During 10 years, between 1827 and 36, according to statistics, about 250 wolves were killed in our region. They were captured in wolf pits or in enclosed yards, shot or poisoned. In 1864, wolf pits were forbidden as it was considered unnecessary cruel hunting method. But hunting was allowed until 1966. Now, all wolves are under protection.